tractor, $138,000 more or less. A lot of money for a sole source thing, which means that they don't do competitive bidding. Wondering what that's about. Number 11, Sharps Needle Disposal Program. It's that the city implement a Sharps Needle Disposal Program. Good idea, you know, to put in these containers, and monitoring of them for biohazards and so forth in public restrooms. It's commendable, but where are the restrooms in the industrial zones or downtown? They're being taken away. Actually, they never were put in. The porta potties, two of the five are gone. The restrooms are not open at night in the parking garages. And it's nice to have these needle exchanges put in, but we obviously need the broader facilities in which the needle exchanges are supposed to go. That's item number 11. Item number 12 is authorization to solicit requests for proposals for Westlake Park Restoration Project. And this is a restoration project and by the Parks and Rec, looking for $260,000. My question is, where's the restoration project that Camp Paradise and other homeless people are supposed to be working on? Still tied up in Jim Lang's red tape over there in the Parks and Rec Department. Come on, guys. Let's get rolling. It was 9 months ago, you know. You flooded out Camp Paradise, and you got people, you know, essentially reduced to 15 people in the back of a church out of town, and everybody else is at each other's throats on the streets, and there's no legal places for people to sleep other than for 40 spaces in the on-the-floor shelter program. Plus, we have the new increasingly restrictive rules, according to at least one user of Elm Street Mission, that requires sort of... You can only have a Bible? Is that the latest, sort of like at the prison? I'm not sure what the deal is, but there's more restrictive rules happening at Elm Street. I don't wish to misstate it, but there was a critic we did an interview with within the last 2 weeks who gave us some rather grim news on that. Then there's a budget adjustment for Lighthouse Field. That's item 13, $748,000 for Lighthouse State Beach Field. This is for a grant application for improvements for clean air, clean water, neighborhood assistance, native habitat, park signage, $780,000 compared with how much for places for people to sleep at night? Nothing. Zero. Or the minor pittance thrown at 40 spaces on the floor for 40 people out of 1,000, 2,000 people. This is massive amounts of money to the gentry and nothing to the community and the poor, is what it is. I suppose you can say the community can use Lighthouse Field, but not to sleep in, of course. Wouldn't want to do that. We all have homes to sleep in, don't we? Item number 14, approval of a wharf lease agreement to allow a fellow to Javier Paramo to sell kites on the wharf. What's wrong with that? Nothing. But what about the musicians who try to play on the wharf, like Michael True, a musician who played at our Right to Sleep Summit? He was unable to secure a license there, as I understand it. Jay Green, a homeless activist of 12, 13 years ago, was trying with Marty Wormhout, then mayor, now supervisor. Lowell from Eugene has tried with Crone and others to get them to open up some kind of fair, some kind of process where poor people can have access to licenses to do music and sell crafts. Instead, they're simply harassed. That's item 14. Item 18, rehabilitation of the River Street Homeless Shelter. $46,000 to repair the homeless shelter. Again, no mention of sleeping facilities. This is the forbidden topic. Everybody is apparently supposed to live without sleeping. You know, I mean, it's interesting. It's the insomnia approach. It sucks. And it's nonsense. And we have to rebel against it. And we have to change that. Item number 24 is increasing funding for relocating the Beach Flats residents. Millions of dollars have gone into this scam that builds less affordable housing than it destroys in the Dolphin Lee project. I think it's called Nueva Vista. It's more money to a relocating contractor to provide counseling services to the tenants and develop a relocation plan. $75,000. I'm sorry, the $75,000 is inefficient. Insufficient. They're going to add another $45,000. Okay, then we move to item number 3 of the redevelopment agency, which again we don't know when it starts because they don't want to tell us exactly. Makes it easier for them to proceed with all dispatch unless we're there watching them every minute. Emergency rental assistance funding, $17,000. Compare that amount of money with with the huge amounts of money done for studies and surveys in the Beach Flats project that essentially provides less housing and destroys the Latino community. Real community cab emergency rental assistance, which could presumably be put to good use, pittances and drops are put out. And it's not because we're getting our utility taxes cut back. It's because these people are regularly misappropriating huge amounts of money. Their priorities are fucked. It's really quite clear. 7 p.m. session, fiscal year budgeting. That's the big item. On Saturday, there was a long morning session on which the mayor and the council members talked about the budget and how the commissions worked into this, how the commissions operated. The budget process is happening, and there's discussions about how to deal with the budget strategy. People might want to come and talk about that budget and what's going on. It's where the money is at, and that's the first item on the agenda. The second one is extending eminent domain. That's the process that continues to give the Redevelopment Agency huge powers, not to go after people like Rittenhouse and his goddamn hole in the ground, no, but to, you know, essentially grab buildings for Mercy Charity housing projects. It is outrageous. That's in the afternoon session of the City Council on Tuesday. Finally, item 32, the Kennedy appointee to the Citizens Police Rah-Rah Board. He's not making an appointee, so the council may move on this one. Again, the question, do you want to keep this board at all? Hard to tell. But you don't want Kennedy to kill it. I would like to see, I don't see that as a particularly good idea. The accessory dwelling unit ordinance has been postponed. Why is that? Can't we have some legalized accessory dwelling units? All right, so lots of stuff happening at City Council. You want more information on this, give a call to Huff, 423-HUFF, 423-4833. And you can join me on Thursday again for another edition of this fine show, a shorter one from 6 to 8. And as I said, we may be doing a direct broadcast from Portland, Oregon with an interview and a live mixing of folks up there. If we can swing it. If not, we'll be probably taping it and playing it either on Thursday or at a later show. Looks like we're going to get out of the quarters here a little early. We've got the V-Man about to come at you with some cool shit. It's called There's No Program Here. Interesting show. I'm hoping that'll give us some food for thought. I'm going to be wandering downtown. If people are interested, bump into me. If you see the sticker mobile, don't steal my car. It's a cool car. And come to the Huff meeting. We're having a Huff meeting on Wednesday, and Huff activists who are ever optimistic want to do a Huff summer of protest, sleeping band summer. You show up there, you want to do it, I'll help. No question about it. That's 8:30 a.m. on Wednesday morning at Baker Square. Free coffee. Can you dig it? Thanks for being with us on this edition of Bathroom Spears Broadsides. Looks like we have a minute to go out on one of these cool songs from Deborah Holland. So stay with us. And stay with Vinny.
Used to tell me I was building a dream, and so I followed them on. When there was earth to plow or guns to bear, I was always there, right there on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in line, just waiting for bread? Once I built a railroad, made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Buddy, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower to the sun, brick and rivet and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Buddy, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, gee, we look swell, full of that Yankee doodly dumb. Half a million boots went slogging through hell, and I was the kid with the drum. Oh, say, don't you remember, they called me out. all the time. Say, don't you remember, I'm your pal. Buddy, can you spare the time? Once in khaki suits, gee, we looked swell. Full of that Yankee doodly-dum. Half a million boots went slogging through hell. And I was the kid with the drum. Oh, say, don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al all the time. Say, don't you remember, I'm your pal. Buddy, can you spare a dime?